This is the second part of Module 1, Unit 1 of the Spanish Head Start for Puerto Rico. Take time now to review the objectives and the English version of the conversation. Let's review the conversation from Program 1. Repeat each line during the pause. Speak loudly and clearly. Ready?
Buenos días, señora Ponte. Yo soy el contramaestre Scott.
Buenos días, contramaestre. ¿Cómo está usted?
Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y usted?
Muy bien.
Señora Ponte, le presento a mi esposa Lisa.
Mucho gusto, señora Scott.
Encantada, señor.
In the conversation, Petty Officer Scott introduced his wife to Mr. Aponte. Listen.
Señora Ponte, le presento a mi esposa Lisa. Presento
means I introduce. You should note that in Spanish, the words for I, you, and we are often omitted. The verb endings tell us who is doing the action. Listen and repeat.
Señora Ponte, le presento a mi esposa Lisa. Señora Ponte, le presento a mi esposa Lisa.
If Lisa had been the one introducing her husband, she would have used
a mi esposo
or
a mi marido,
which means my husband. Repeat.
A mi esposo. A mi esposo. A mi marido. A mi marido. Le presento a mi esposo Dave. Le presento a mi esposo Dave. Le presento a mi marido Dave. Le presento a mi marido Dave.
Exercise 5. Now you are going to make some introductions. In the sentence,
le presento a mi esposa Lisa.
Substitute the cues given. For example, if you hear
a mi esposo Robert,
say
le presento a mi esposo Robert.
Then you will hear the correct response.
A mi esposo Robert.
Le presento a mi esposo Robert.
A mi marido.
Le presento a mi marido.
A mi esposa Ellen.
Le presento a mi esposa Ellen.
A Pedro.
Le presento a Pedro.
A María.
Le presento a María.
A mi amigo.
Le presento a mi amigo.
A mi amigo Tomás.
Le presento a mi amigo Tomás.
A mi amiga Ana.
Le presento a mi amiga Ana.
Notice that when you are introducing someone, the word a is always used. However, it is not translated into English. When introducing someone with a title like
El Jefe Brown,
the
a
and
El.
Become the contraction.
Al.
For example,
le presento al jefe Brown.
Listen again.
Le presento al jefe Brown.
Repeat.
Le presento al jefe Brown. Le presento al jefe Brown.
Exercise 6. Listen and repeat the following sentences.
Le presento al marinero Pérez. Le presento al señor Lugo. Le presento al doctor Martínez. Le presento al teniente López. Le presento al contramaestre Tapia. Le presento al jefe Benson.
When the word
a
is followed by the word
la,
there is no contraction. Listen.
Le presento a la señora Pérez.
Repeat.
Le presento a la señora Pérez. Le presento a la señora Pérez.
Exercise 7. Listen and repeat the following sentences.
Le presento a la teniente Romero. Le presento al doctor Pineda. Le presento a la señora Torres. Le presento a la capitana Monroe. Le presento al almirante López. Le presento a la señorita González.
Exercise 8. Now you are going to introduce the following men and women to Mr. Lugo. If you hear
el marinero García,
for example, say,
Señor Lugo, le presento al marinero García.
And if you hear
la señora Tapia,
say,
Señor Lugo, le presento a la señora Tapia.
You will then hear the correct response.
El doctor Crespo.
Señor Lugo, le presento al doctor Crespo.
La teniente Reyes.
Señor Lugo, le presento a la teniente Reyes.
La señora Torres.
Señor Lugo, le presento a la señora Torres.
El capitán Domínguez.
Señor Lugo, le presento al capitán Domínguez.
El señor Arroyo.
Señor Lugo, le presento al señor Arroyo.
El jefe Colón.
Señor Lugo, le presento al jefe Colón.
La capitana Acevedo.
Señor Lugo, le presento a la capitana Acevedo.
If you had trouble completing your responses during the pauses, replay this exercise until you can keep up with the tape. Exercise 9. Say the following English sentences in Spanish. I am Seaman Wilson.
Yo soy el marinero Wilson.
Mr. Alvarez, may I introduce my wife, Ellen, to you?
Señor Alvarez, le presento a mi esposa, Ellen.
Mrs. Santiago, may I introduce Pedro to you?
Señora Santiago, le presento a Pedro.
Mr. Morales, may I introduce Mrs. Lopez to you?
Señor Morales, le presento a la señora López.
Dr. Torres, may I introduce my friend Juan to you?
Dr. Torres, le presento a mi amigo Juan.
When you are introduced to someone, or when someone is introduced to you, you may say,
Mucho gusto.
Glad to meet you. Or you may add the person's title with or without the name. For instance,
Mucho gusto, señor.
Or,
Mucho gusto, señor Pérez.
A common reply to
Mucho gusto
is
El gusto es mío.
My pleasure. Listen and repeat.
El gusto es mío. El gusto es mío.
A woman could also reply with
Encantada.
I'm delighted. Or a man could say
Encantado.
You could also say your full name and add either of the following expressions.
Para servirle.
Or
A sus órdenes.
Both of which mean at your service. For example,
Dave Scott, para servirle.
Or
Dave Scott, a sus órdenes.
Exercise 10. Listen and repeat the following expressions.
Mucho gusto. Mucho gusto, señor. Mucho gusto, señor Pérez. Mucho gusto, señora Méndez. Dave Scott, para servirle. Dave Scott, a sus órdenes.
El gusto es mío. Encantada.
Exercise 11. Say the following English sentences and phrases in Spanish. Good morning, Chief Vargas.
Buenos días, Jefe Vargas.
I am Petty Officer Benson.
Yo soy el contramaestre Benson.
How are you, Mr. Reyes?
¿Cómo está usted, señor Reyes?
How are you all?
¿Cómo están ustedes?
Fine, thank you.
Muy bien, gracias.
My pleasure.
El gusto es mío.
At your service.
A sus órdenes.
Or
para servirle.
May I introduce my friend Isabel to you?
Le presento a mi amiga Isabel.
May I introduce Ensign Gordon to you?
Le presento al alférez Gordon.
Glad to meet you, Miss Jimenez.
Mucho gusto, señorita Jimenez.
The correct responses to this exercise are also printed in the key at the end of your book. Spanish, like many other languages, has a polite or formal form of address and a familiar or an informal form. The polite form, either
usted
or
ustedes,
is used when you have just met someone or don't know the person or persons very well. The familiar form is used among family and friends. In this course, you will learn and practice the polite form. However, each unit of this course will include a conversation in which the familiar form is used so that you can get used to hearing the differences between the forms. It should be noted, though, that it's impolite to use the familiar form until a Puerto Rican uses it first. Exercise 12. Here is a conversation in which the familiar form of address is used. Listen to the conversation a couple of times without looking at your text. You'll be surprised at how much you understand. Remember that it would be impolite to use the familiar form unless a Puerto Rican uses it first.
Hola, Dave. ¿Cómo estás?
Bien, Jorge. ¿Y tú?
Regular.
Jorge, te presento a mi esposa, Lisa.
Mucho gusto, Lisa.
El gusto es mío, Jorge.
Now you will hear the same conversation with variations in pronunciation that are common in Puerto Rico. You will notice that certain consonants, especially the D at the end of a syllable, are often dropped. An S before a consonant is often pronounced close to an H. For example,
usted
would be pronounced
usted.
Listen again to the difference.
Usted, usted.
Now, listen to the difference in the following sentence.
¿Cómo está usted? ¿Cómo está usted?
Also common for Puerto Ricans to pronounce the R like an L at the end of a syllable.
Señor.
For example, may be pronounced
señor.
Now listen to the same conversation with these variations. Remember that this is only for listening practice. Do not try to imitate this pronunciation.
Hola, Dave. ¿Cómo estás?
Bien, Jorge. ¿Y tú?
Regular.
Jorge, te presento a mi esposa, Lisa.
Mucho gusto, Lisa.
El gusto es mío, Jorge.
This completes Module 1, Unit 1. If you are ready, take the self-evaluation quiz for this unit.